Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We have Emily Carlton with us right now. She's a victim advocate of Margie's Haven House, which has been in service since the 80s, I guess. Yep. That's a long time, Emily.
We've been in service since 1989, so we're 30 years old this year. We've been serving victims and their children for 30 years. We provide support groups, we provide shelter, supportive listening, anything that they need, referrals, that's what we do.
We've known what the Haven House has been about, and it's Margie's now, of course. But when you look at this mission, what is the mission when you look at that for someone that's not familiar with a home for abused victims?
Our mission is to provide shelter and services to victims of domestic violence and abuse, to provide support groups, crisis line, and referrals to community services and resources, and to make the community at large aware of the problems of domestic violence.
When you look at being a victim advocate, would you mind telling us your story?
No, I don't mind at all. When I was 19, I met my first husband. Of course, all abusers, they seem very great at first. So he was very flattering. I mean, just seemed perfect. And it's not until later on that you actually start to realize what's going on. So it started off as, you know, he would keep me from my friends or tell me I couldn't call my mom. And I didn't think anything of it because it just, I don't know. He just seemed so great. So months and months went on and it just kept getting more and more controlling. I wasn't allowed to go to the store by myself. I could only work where he told me to work. If I didn't get home from work on time, I was in trouble and I would get chewed out for that. And that went on for months until it became physical. And when it became physical, I guess that's when it really hit me that I was in something that was really dangerous. And even at that point, I know a lot of victims have gone through this like I have. And you could be laying on the floor, bloody and hurting, and you still will get back up and go back to that person. So eventually, he went to prison, and I saw an ad in the paper for a job in Heber Springs. So I sent him my resume. They called. And I go in not knowing what this place was. It turned out to be Margie's Haven House. So I get in there, I start the training, and I learned about what abuse was and how to spot it and how abusers' minds work. And it was like a light bulb clicked, and I thought, this is what happened to me for years. This is what I've been going through. So I filed for divorce 6 months after I started work at Margie's.
What a story. And when you look at these ladies, I mean, you have a rapport with them right away. I guess you know where they are. And there's denial for some reason. They feel like it's their fault. That's the biggest problem that got overcome.
Yeah, that's a huge problem with the victims that come in is maybe they don't even know that they're in a domestic violence relationship. I get calls all the time where they say, oh, well, I don't qualify to come there because he's never hit me. Well, he doesn't have to hit you for him to be abusive or for her to be abusive or anybody. If someone's controlling you and manipulating you to a point where you feel like you're trapped, that's abuse. And that's the people that we want to help.
And we're looking at tomorrow is going to be a big day. It's Purple Thursday, October 24th. Wear purple for Domestic Violence Awareness Day. And we're encouraging everyone in the KFFB listening area to do that because sometimes it's the silent person that you don't know. Sometimes it's a person that on the outside, they look as happy as can be, but they are having a lot of issues at home or with their partner.
Yeah. So Purple Thursday is actually a national thing. The last Thursday, I believe, in October is always National Domestic Violence Awareness Day, and they turned it into Purple Thursday. So we were thinking, how could we incorporate this to where we could bring it into our communities closer to home and get everybody on the same page. So we decided to go in with National Domestic Violence Awareness Day and turn it into Purple Thursday here in our area. So when we want people to wear purple on Thursday, that's just so you can bring awareness. If somebody sees you wearing purple, tell them why you're wearing purple and that you're supporting victims or you're honoring the victims who've lost their lives.
You know, when you look at that, that is something it's a earth-shattering to me as someone to lose their life of domestic violence. sometimes it's over the silliest things when you hear they fought over something and they're beat up or verbally abused over something, and they need help. The victim needs help, but also I guess the abuser needs help. And is there ever a way you see that that can be corrected?
There are groups for abusers in Arkansas where they can go and get help. Sometimes there's no way to help that, but they try. It's possible.
There's some stories, I guess. Yeah, I know Delilah, which we have at night, they've talked to people, call in and says it's amazing. You know, that's happened 25 years ago and that person got help.
Right.
And it changed their life. And that great person was a great person that he or she really would be.
Yeah, it's really an issue of power and control. Abusers, what they want is to have power and control over whoever. So whether it be their son or their daughter or their husband or their wife, their mother-in-law, they want power in that relationship. So they'll do whatever they can to get that power.
So what do we need to do for tomorrow, Thursday, that's going to help Margie's Haven House?
Well, you can start by wearing purple so that you can proclaim that you stand up for victims of domestic violence, bring awareness, and show your support. You can always donate to shelters like ours, Margie's Haven House, to other victim resource programs, volunteer for programs like that. They always need help. Transportation, childcare, anything you can think of, we need help with things like that for victims.
Even if it's just getting a gift certificate for them to take their family out to eat, just to get a family unit together.
Yep. We will take literally anything. And we're about to start our Christmas program too, where we get gifts for the children who have experienced domestic violence in their lives. So we've got that coming up. We're always needing money, donations, furniture for when they move out. There are tons of ways that you can help. But if all you can do is wear purple, then do that too.
All right, let's remember it's Purple Thursday, October 24th. That's tomorrow. Wear purple for domestic violence awareness. Margie's Haven House, we've been talking with Emily Carlton. And one thing we can say is, how, if someone is in the audience thinking, man, I do feel trapped, how can they reach you guys?
You can call us 24/7, 365. Someone will answer the phone anytime you call. We're at 501-362-6757.
Give the number one more time.
501-362-6757.
All right. We encourage folks to wear purple tomorrow. I'll be wearing purple tomorrow. And one thing we also got to mention is that they can find this program online at kffb.com, and we'll have the numbers there as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.